نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And of course, we are presently looking at the idea of the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran, the life-giving nature of the Holy Quran that continuously gives life and light to the communities, which Imam Ali alayhi salam explains in the sermon number 1 of Nahjul Balagha. And we say that, of course, the Quran is this flag, is the one that guides and has those general principles to always keep the communities mindful. But apart from that, the Quran itself needs an explainer and a teacher. And this is a very important part, of course. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet that you are the teacher of the book, or you explain the book. The various verses of the Quran that say that. Though this issue of requiring a teacher and an explainer is something that can be confused sometimes and can be misinterpreted. And therefore, in the previous session, we say that there are different types of verses of the Quran. Some are general, some are specific, some are for specific situations, some are for specific scenarios, some are for everyone, and some are, general. So we need to kind of distinguish between these different types of verses.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say there are different types of verses, there are also some groups of verses of the Quran that are necessary for everyone to learn. Everyone needs to know these verses of the Quran. And these are, for example, the verses that speak about monotheism, the verses that speak about the hereafter, the verses that speak about the causes of felicity, and the causes of progress in a society or in a person's heart and in his own personal life. These are some verses that everyone needs to know about, everyone needs to learn and understand. While there are certain verses that are specific that everyone doesn't need to learn about. For example, certain specific laws regarding inheritance, let's say, or certain specific laws regarding for example, slaughtering animals. These laws are there, but they can be, it's not necessary for everyone to know, because we can have an expert in those fields, and that expert can be referred to, so that the people come to know what their duties are in those scenarios. So we notice that the verses of the Quran are therefore of different types. The Prophet explains these verses of the Quran. He elucidates them and gives an explanation regarding them. And he explains all those verses that are confusing, or they're, for example, a little bit unclear for the people. And this is the duty, basically, to open up those knots that are there in certain verses and those places where people cannot understand. So it's not that the teacher, that all the verses of the Quran, A to Z, definitely need an explainer to explain even the apparent and general meaning. No, there are certain verses that are quite clear and everyone can understand from them. They do not have confusion, or they are not specific to specific scenarios. They are general verses that are necessary for the guidance of everyone. And these are those types of verses that can be applicable towards the people, and everyone can make use of them and can understand them. Yes, the Prophet can give deeper insights into those verses also. But to say that the whole of the Quran is a book that needs guidance, that needs teaching, the whole of it, A to Z, cannot be understood at all without a teacher, is something that is questionable.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, there are a group of people who have misunderstood the idea that the Quran needs a teacher. And what they say is that the Quran, therefore, because it requires a teacher, therefore it means that it cannot be understood at all. It's a book that is like a puzzle, let's say. A puzzle, or a riddle that is unsolvable. No one can understand it. You see, these people who say like that is because they've not understood those narrations that tell us that the Quran needs a guide and a teacher. So, for example, they use these narrations from the Imams. For example, one narration from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, where Abu Hanifa, one of the scholars, comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and Imam alayhi salam asks him that how do you extract or you can, you know, how do you extract the laws of Islamic laws from the Quran? How do you extract Islamic laws, basically? He says, from the Quran. I take the Quran, and from the Quran I give fatwa. I give a verdict or a ruling. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him that, are you aware of all of the non-ambiguous and ambiguous verses? Do you know which ones are the ambiguous ones and which ones are not? Do you know all the general verses and all the specific ones? Do you know all the verses that are that abrogate another verse, like they nullify one of the other verses of the Quran for a specific period of time? And do you know those then that have been abrogated? Do you know all of these? So Abu Hanifa replied, I don't know. At that time, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, you need to learn these. You need to learn these from us so that you can take a verdict from the Quran. Because the Quran is like that. There are certain verses that are general, some are specific, some verses have kind of explained other verses, some verses have nullified another verse and have changed the ruling of another verse. So all of these, you need to know them first, then you can make a verdict. Now, some people, unfortunately, have taken these narrations and have said that the Quran, therefore, is a book that is like a riddle, inexplicable completely, and therefore you can just read it, with your tongue, but not understand it with your mind and your heart. This is a misconception that, inshallah, we shall deal with in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه